ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ फैनलि శంకర భగవత్పాద వాంట్స్ టు కన్విన్స్ ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ వాట్ ఈస్ నీడెడ్ ఫార్ మోక్ష ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ జ్ఞానం. నాలెడ్జ్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ ఇండిపెండెంట్లీ అ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. దిస్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు యూ మెనీ టైమ్స్ బిఫోర్ ఆల్సో. సి, when a person is afraid of seeing mistaking the rope for a snake and the person wants to get rid of the fear, he wants to free himself from the fear caused by the perception of the snake. The fear is caused by the perception, actually not by the snake. The fear is caused by perception or snake. If you analyze thoroughly, the fear is caused by perception of the snake. Because the real snake is not there. The rope alone is. The rope is mistaken for a snake. And that snake mistaken, rope mistaken to be snake alone is the cause of the fear. Which means, so the person, but fear is not desirable, fear is not pleasant. Fear makes a person burdened, heavy. So the fear, the person desperately making efforts to free himself from the hold of fear. And now we understand the only way the person can become free from the fear just by understanding the fact that there is no snake. There is no snake. That there is no snake is the only way the person can free himself from the hold of fear. Otherwise, you analyze, is there something called fear? With reference to rope snake situation, there's no need for a person to have fear. Because the fear itself is caused by the perception of the snake. And if the snake is perceived, therefore there's a fear, which means the person needs to understand that there is no snake at all. Unless and until that fact becomes clear, there's no way of freeing himself from the hold of fear. And if a person has to understand the fact that there is no snake at all, it's also very important that there is no snake at all is a fact. It has to be understood, for which the person really should understand what is only rope. So that is why we say seeing what is knowledge. Seeing what is what is rope, is knowledge of what is. Only in that knowledge, simultaneously, the wrongly perceived snake will resolve in the very rope, and simultaneously freedom from fear also happens. Not one after the other. Please understand. Simultaneous. Seeing what is rope. Knowing, discovering what is rope is simultaneously seeing the snake being not there. Simultaneously seeing the snake being not there is simultaneously resolving, having the fear resolved. Therefore, jnanam of the rope and freedom from the fear caused by the snake happens simultaneously. That is why jnanameva mokshaha, knowledge is identical with freedom from the fear. Similarly here also, knowledge itself is freedom from bondage. What is bondage? The being bound by limitations. Therefore, here knowledge is the only means. Knowledge alone is required. So suppose instead of this trying to understand what is rope, instead of trying to understand that there is no snake at all, if a person is trying to do anything, a person is trying to kill the snake, any number of efforts the person makes to kill the snake will be a futile effort. Because the snake can never be killed. The snake will continue to exist. Because snake is in his perception, there is no real snake. Similarly, apart from trying to kill the snake also, to divert his attention from snake. You forget the snake also, I can be free from fear. This is what the whole world is doing. Let me forget the snake. Then if I forget the snake, snake will not be in my mind. Then I can be free. Watch television or watch dance, listen to music, draw, travel, do so many things. Any number of activities which keep us occupied, do all sorts of activities other than understanding the fact there's no snake at all. By discovering what is rope, all actions can help a person forget the snake, so it can give him a temporary freedom. That does not mean he has resolved the fear caused by snake. That is why Shastram says, jnanameva sadhanam. Mere knowledge alone is what is required here. No karma should be added, combined, mixed. How many ideas he gave? We can perform karma as support of jnanam. Not necessary. What is needed is jnanam. We can do karma and then as a means of attainment of moksha, karma can be backed by knowledge. No, not necessary. Only jnanam is important. He says either karma should be main means of attaining moksha, and karma, knowledge can back up the knowledge, karma. Or knowledge should be the means and for which karma should be back up. Or both karma and knowledge should be combined to attain moksha. And first he says only karma alone is specifically means of moksha. So, Shastra makes it very clear. Knowledge is the only pure knowledge of the reality obtaining as one's own self is the only means of attaining moksha. Karma need not be combined, cannot be combined in fact. I explained to you in the very beginning itself. With understanding, let us enter into this bhashyam today. We already seen the first Purapaksha's first contention, and the answer also we have seen. Answer is very clear to you. Okay. Now second Purapakshi second question comes. In the previous answer, Shankar Bhagavatpada as a Siddhanti means what? See, when a Purapakshi is the one who is of different view, the Siddhanti is the one who clarifies the doubt and answers and points out the fallacy in the Purapakshi's view. So here Shankar Bhagavatpada said, one does not require the knowledge of the entire Veda to perform a ritual. First thing. And the second thing, and there's a Samanya Jnanam and Vishesha Jnanam. Samanya Jnanam is different from Vishesha Jnanam. Even if a person has the general knowledge of the entire Veda, still a person, first of all, he does not need to have a complete knowledge of the Veda to perform ritual, one reason he gave. Second, and if at all a person has knowledge of the entire Veda also, still that is Samanya Jnanam. The Vishesha Jnanam involves much more efforts. And specifically, the end portion of the Veda, Upanishads, need to be listened to systematically. Systematically, regularly must be listened to. Then one must understand one's teaching from the standpoint of what others' views are. One must be able to see, not only it's not enough if a person understands one's own teaching correctly, one also be able to see the fallacies and limitations in others' thinking, which is called mananam. Then one must also then repeatedly dwell upon one's clear understanding to assimilate it. It involves effort, and that is called Vishesha Jnanam. The Vishesha Jnanam alone, that is different. That is not required for performing ritual. Atma Jnanam is not required for performing a ritual. Or even the entire Vedic Jnanam is not required for performing a ritual. These were all answers given earlier. Now I'm going to read Purapakshi's second. Okay, now Purapakshi says, Evam Tarhi, Evam, okay, if that is so, Evam Tarhi, Vidya Savyapekshebhyaha Karmabhyaha Syan Mokshaha, Vidya Savyapekshebhyaha Karmabhyaha Mokshaha Syat. What the first sentence he says? Mokshaha, then, oh, that is so, then I want to say this way. What is that? Mokshaha asti, mokshaha syat. Moksha happens, how? He says, karmabhyaha only. Still he is holding on to save you. Moksha is accomplishable through karma. Mokshaha happens through karma. But moksha supported by karma. Moksha accomplishable by karma, but supported by knowledge. Vidya savyapekshebhyaha. So, savyapeksha means support or requirement. So, karmabhyaha mokshaha syat. Moksha has to happen only through karma, but that karma should be supported by jnanam, knowledge. So moksha is accomplishable through karma supported by knowledge. How he says, Vidya savyapekshebhyaha karmabhyaha mokshaha syat. So moksha is attainable through ritual supported by knowledge. Then he says, Vidya sahitanam cha karmanam bhavet karyantararamba samartyam. Vidya sahitanam cha karmanam bhavet karyantararamba samartyam. Okay, he says, Vidya sahitanam karmanam. He says the actions which are supported by Vidya, the rituals which are supported by Vidya, knowledge. Karma supported by knowledge. Vidya haitanam karmanam. Okay. Bhavet samarthyam. So this karma supported by knowledge has the capacity. Samarthyam has the capacity. What samarthyam? Extra, it has some extra strength, extra capacity, better capacity. So knowledge, the act, ritual, karma supported by knowledge has, better capacity. Vidya sahitanam karmanam samarthyam bhavet, capacity. Capacity for what? Karyantara arambam. Karyantara Aramba Samartyam Syat. Karyantara Aramba means Karya means product effect. Antara Karyantara means different result. Okay? means produce. Arama produce. So it will have the capacity to produce a different, more effective result. Karyantara means different, more effective result. Veru palanai kodukkira vallamai odayadu. I can literally translate in Tamil, in this way. ஞானத்தோடு கூடிய கர்மாவிற்கு வேறு அதிகமான விளைவை தரக்கூடிய சக்தி இருக்கிறது. ritual backed by knowledge will have the capacity to produce a better, more effective, superior result. வித்யாசகிதானாம் கர்ச்ச கர்மணாம் காரியாந்தரம்ப சாமர்த்தியம் பவேத். We put the பவேத் last, it will be complete sentence. பவேத் சாமர்த்தியம் பவேத் கர்மணாம் சாமர்த்தியம் அஸ்தி. Okay, rituals have the better, superior capacity when the rituals are combined, backed by knowledge. So rituals have better capacity when backed by knowledge. Capacity for what? Capacity for producing more effective, superior result. Okay, solve his own confusion. Say, so what? He says, he gives example, very interesting example he gives. Look at this. Yatha swataha swato marana jwaradi காரியாரம்ப சமர்த்தானாமபி விஷதத்யாதீனாம் மந்திர சர்க்கராதி சயுக்தானாம் காரியாந்தராரம்ப சாமர்த்தியம். ரிபீட் அகெய்ன். யதா ஸ்வதோ மரண ஜ்வராதி காரியாரம்ப சமர்த்தானாமபி விஷதத்யாதீனாம் மந்திர சர்க்கராதி சயுக்தானாம் காரியாந்தராரம்ப சாமர்த்தியம் ஏவம் வித்யாசகிதைஹி கர்மபிஹி மோக்ஷஹ ஆரப்யதே இதி சேத். வித்யாசகிதைஹி கர்மபிஹி மோக்ஷஹ ஆரப்யதே இதி சேத். ஹி சேஸ் தி சேத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இஃப் ஐ சே திஸ், வாட் டு யூ திங்க்? சேத், வென் தி சேத் கம்ஸ், சேத் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இஃப். Okay, if I present my view in this way, what do you say? That is how he asks. What he says, interesting, yes, I agree with you. Karma, when performed by itself independently, you say karma cannot produce moksha. Now what I say, if karma performed, if it is backed by knowledge, a person should have knowledge, and he also should perform karma. Then what happens is karma backed by knowledge will have the capacity, better capacity. Capacity produce a better result. So that when the perform a ritual, because it is also backed by knowledge, then that karma will be able to produce a superior result called moksha. How? He gives an example. Look at his example. You know, Vishadadhi, Visham means poison. Visham means poison. Dadhi means yogurt. Visham, poison. Dadhi, yogurt. Okay. He says, this yatha should go with the yatha. Vishadadhyadinam. Just as poison, curd, etc. Okay. What are they? What is poison? What is dadhi? He says, swataha, which are by themselves, marana jwaradi karyaramba samartaha. See, the visham can produce the result. Karyam means result. Visham can be the cause for producing the result in terms of death. Marana மரண காரிய சமர்த்தம் விஷம். மரண காரிய சமர்த்தம் விஷம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பாய்சன் கேன் பி தி காஸ் ஃபார் ப்ரொடியூசிங் த இஃபெக்ட் இன் டர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் டெத். மரண காரிய ஆரம்ப சமர்த்தம் விஷம். Poison can be the cause for producing the effect in terms of death. Similarly, dadhi, yogurt also can be the cause to produce the fever. Okay? It is dadhi, jwaraha means fever. Jwarakaryam means what? The fever becomes the effect produced by the cause yogurt. So here it's very interesting to know. Poison causes the death, and so poison is the cause, death is the effect. Poison visham karanam, maranam karyam. Then dadhi karanam, yogurt is the cause. Then fever, jwaraha is the karyam. So yogurt causes the fever, poison causes the death, and means aramba samarthyam means what? They are capable. It means the poison is poison and the yogurt etc. are capable of producing the death and fever etc. But same poison and yogurt, okay, when they are mixed with mantra sharkara, when they are mixed with the sugar also sanctified by the mantra. When they are mixed with the sugar or jaggery, mantra sharkara means what? With the mantra means mantras and the sugar. See, he gives a new idea. If you take yogurt merely, it will cause fever. If you take yogurt with the sugar, jaggery, it will not cause sugar, fever. Okay, don't ask me. That is, he just said here. Yogurt independently will cause fever. Yogurt mixed with the jaggery will not cause fever. Similarly, poison will kill a person, but poison with the mantra, when poison is given, poison sanctify the poison with the mantras, then give the poison as a medicine for somebody, some other problem, that poison will not kill a person. Is it clear? The poison which is capable of killing a person, which can cause the death of a person, when sanctified with mantras and given, that does not kill. It becomes more powerful. Mantra makes the medicine completely different. Similarly, productive in a different result. Similarly, yogurt simply given causes fever. The yogurt mixed with the sugar then will not cause fever. Similarly here, karma produces bondage, but karma backed by knowledge will liberate the person. Got the idea? Got it? This is what he says. Interesting. Now all people, whoever likes eat your yogurt with sugar, you can feel free. Okay. Here they mean jaggery, okay? Sugar means jaggery. Oh, Shankaracharya Bhasham, he says, I can eat yogurt with sugar. Don't go for that. It's only example used here, okay? So it's Purapakshi's example. So Purapakshi says, Yat swataha, by them, independently by themselves. Swataha means what? Taniyaha, tanit. That's the meaning. Swataha, by itself, by themselves. மரண ஜுவராதி காரியாரம்ப சமர்த்தானாம் அபி விஷதத்யாதீனாம் மந்திர சர்க்கராதி யுக்தானாம் காரியாந்தராரம்ப சாமர்த்தியம். சோ தீஸ் these poison sugar, etc., even though they're capable of producing death and fever, etc., when they are given with the mantra and sugar, etc., they give a different result. Evam, evam, in this manner, vidya sahitaihi karma bihi. Vidya sahitaihi karma bihi. By karmas, okay, backed by knowledge, with karmas combined with knowledge, by karmas combined with knowledge, vidya sahitaihi karma bihi, by karmas, rituals combined with knowledge, mokshaha arabhyate, a different result moksha comes, arabhyate means what? Moksha comes, moksha happens. Got it now? This is Purapakshi's view. Is it clear now? Say yes. Nod your head. Okay. Now.
Swamini, why there is a question mark after the chet?
Yeah, chet means then is there's a tag.
Yeah,
is,
but,
it, is it right to say? No. If I say that just as this is a tag, listen to me. If I say just as the poison sanctified by mantra that has the capacity to produce a different result, just as yogurt mixed with jaggery has the capacity to give a different result, so also karma combined with the moksha, combined with the jnanam, can give a moksha. Can't it? That's the way it's asking. Can't it give moksha? That's the way it's asking.
All
Shankara,
right,
various answer. You can make what the answer. Okay, before I go there, I want to give a small note. Please make a note of it. See, this Swamiji is not given. I want to make a note. In Purapakshi's argument, Purapakshi's argument states that karma supported by knowledge, can produce moksha. So Purapakshi's argument states that karma backed by self-knowledge can produce moksha. I'm giving the essence of the teaching. You can make a note of it. No, write it. Karma backed by, supported by self-knowledge can produce moksha. So, karma is the angi. These things Swamiji might have mentioned, I wanted to make it clear. Which means karma becomes angi, the main means. And jnanam becomes the anga, part of karma. So as per the Purapakshi's argument, karma is the angi, the main means, and of which karma becomes the angam, the part. It means knowledge is given only, knowledge is given secondary importance. Karma alone given the first place. Karma alone given the first place. So what it conveys is that main means for attaining moksha is karma, with a little, very little support of knowledge alone is required. So knowledge supported, the karma supported by knowledge, karma, the main karma, having a very little support of knowledge, gains an extraordinary strength or capacity which it does not have without the support of the knowledge.
Swamiji has given it on page 315 at the beginning. The karma is the angi and vidya is the anga in this section. Swamiji has given this karma as angi in page 315.
Now, because they have to, I want to put that together. Anga, they should have, anga, angi means what it implies is it becomes a part of the whole means. So what he conveys is when this karma has the little of knowledge backing it, it has the great extraordinary strength, the capacity to produce moksha. That is his view. Okay, that's all. I want to put in one small sentence, Mangamma. Okay. Together. It's nice to have the small sentence. Okay. For now, Shankaracharya's answer comes. Of course, the answer is already known. Before you finish the whole Bhashyam, you will know the meaning of at least one negative particle. Now, it is not possible. That no implies it is not possible. Why? He says, arambasya anityatvat ityuktaha doshaha. Simple as arambasya anityatvat ityuktaha doshaha. See, dosha, ityuktatva dosha. See, doshaha means what? This is the same defect. Now what you are presenting as a means of attainment of moksha, that combining, you know, karma with knowledge also has the same defect. Same defect. What defect here? Uktaha doshaha. The defect which has already been mentioned. Uktaha. Munbu sollapatta adhe thavaru meendum ingu varugirathu. Uktaha doshaha bhavati. The defect, now this new suggestion, new view which you present now as combining karma with a little of knowledge also has the same defect which has been said before. Uktaha doshaha. What is the defect now? See, arambasya anityatvam asti. Anything which has a beginning is time bound. Anything which has a beginning. Arambasya means arambaha, beginning. Arambasya, of anything which has a beginning, has an end. Therefore it is time bound. So if you say moksha is going to be produced by karma, as a result of karma, when it has the little support of the jnanam, then moksha is going to be a product. Product of karma supported by knowledge. And it has to begin. If a result is going to begin, if moksha is going to begin as a result of the action after performing the karma, supported by knowledge also, then it has a beginning, means it will have an end. So, arambasya anityatvam asti. Ataha, therefore, anityatvat, due to the same reason, due to the reason of anything begin has an end. Therefore, this defect has already been mentioned. Purameva uktaha doshaha. Okay. So here also I want to make a note. You can make a note. See, karma done, karma performed along with the practice of upasanam. I'm adding this, okay? Or knowledge. Naturally, definitely will create a more effective, more powerful result. No doubt about it. Okay, that is correct. Karma, when it's combined with upasanam or even with the knowledge, not self-knowledge, any knowledge he means, that generally that produces more result, that is said. Because the more effort is involved, there will be better result. But it does not mean it can produce mokshaha, because mokshaha is unproducible. Moksha has no beginning. Moksha is eternal. How many times to tell repeatedly, eternal moksha can be produced, cannot be produced by time bound karma as the result of karma. Okay. Next. Now, Purapakshi comes with a new answer. Is it clear now? See, Shankaracharya gave only one word and one sentence. What one sentence? Arambasya anityatvat uktaha doshaha. Iti uktaha doshaha. Already this has been made very clear. Karma produce result which is time bound. And here whether karma is combined with upasanam or knowledge, still it can produce a result. That result will be more effective. But it cannot be moksha, because moksha is timeless. Karma palam is time bound. Same thing he says. Now, vachanad arabhyopi nityahayeva iti chet. Purapakshi's objection. Vachanat arabhyopi nityahayeva iti chet. So vachanat. See, mokshahapi arabhyahapi nityahayeva iti chet. If I say this way, what do you say? Okay, the chet means if. If it is presented in this way, what do you think? That's what is expressed here, okay? See, if moksha, arabhyaha, moksha can be arabhyaha, means potential passive participle. Moksha arabhyaha, but now moksha can be begun. Moksha can be started. How moksha can begin? How? Nityaha eva. Moksha can begin, but still it can be eternal. How it can begin, but it will not get lost. It will be there permanently forever. Vachanat. Vachanat means because of the Vedic statement. Okay, he says, there is a way, he says, okay, because of Vachanat means Veda Pramanat. Vachanat means Veda Pramanat. Because of the Vedic statement, okay, he says, even if the moksha can be begun, even if moksha begins, still it can be eternal. General rule is what? Generally anything which begins should come to an end. There's a general rule. But here he wants an exception. Moksha alone can begin, but it will be eternally there. That is his argument. Okay. Now Shankaracharya is going to say, listen, suppose even very interesting sentence this is, suppose even if a Veda Shastram says even if the Vedic statement says moksha can begin, but still moksha will be eternal. If it says it does not, it contradicts your reasoning, then you should not accept. Amazing. Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives this knowledge to us. Vedame sonnalum koda, even if Veda says, see, Veda will never say what contradicts your reasoning. If at all Veda says something which contradicts your reasoning, you should not accept it. Okay? Who says that? Shankara Bhagavad Pada says this. But is Shankaracharya's answer continues. Vachanad arabhyaha api nityaha eva iti chet. Suppose even if it is said Pura Pakshi, oh, Veda says, therefore moksha begins, but moksha has no end. No, even if Veda says, if it contradicts your reasoning, you should not accept it. It is not correct. Na. Shankara's answer comes, na. Jnapakatvad vachanasya. Jnapakatvad vachanasya. No, this statement cannot be accepted. Vachanasya jnapakatvat. See, why one thing he says, even if Veda says that moksha has a beginning but it is eternal, it is not logical. It has a logical fallacy. Therefore, it is not acceptable. See, vachanasya jnapakatvat means what? Even if you say vachanam jnapayati, even if you say jnapayati here means not remains, it is reveals. Even if a statement is said to be revealed by Veda, even then, vachanam nama, look at this, vachanam nama yata bhotasyartasya jnapakam na avidyamanasya karta. Vachanam nama yathabhutasya artasya jnapakam. Beautiful. See, he gives a, please make a note, Shankara Bhagavad Pada gives a beautiful definition of what is pramanam. Okay? His own words. Vachanam here means Veda pramanam. Vedic statement. Vachanam literally means speech. Here the word vachanam means Vedic statement. Vedic statement which serves as a pramanam is called vachanam here. What is vachanam? Nama. Pramanam means vachanam nama. Pramanam means yathabhutasya artasya jnapakam. Until then, one sentence. Yathabhutasya artasya jnapakam pramanam. In the place of vachanam, you can write the word pramanam. What is pramanam? What is the means of knowledge? Now, Vedic statement is a means of knowledge. If it is a means of knowledge, what is the means of knowledge? Means of knowledge means nama. The word nama does not mean name here. Means. Pramanam yendral, that is the meaning. Vachanam nama, pramanam means yathabhutasya artasya jnapakam. That's the definition. Yathabhutasya artasya jnapakam. Jnapakam means that which reveals. Artha means object. Artha means object. Yatha bhutasya means as it is. That which reveals the object as it is. Means pramanam is that which reveals the object as it is. Iruppadai iruppadu pol kattuvadu pramanam. A means of knowledge is that which reveals the object as exactly it is. Okay, not, you should not add something, you should not remove something. Pramanam is that which reveals the object exactly as it is. Your eyes are pramanam because it should reveal. Pramanam does not have the capacity to add or reduce of anything of the object. It just reveals the object as it is. So, vachanam nama yatha bhutasya iruppada iruppadu pol kaattuvadu pramanam. Yatha bhutasya arthasya. Yatha bhutasya arthasya jnapakam. Jnapakam means reminder or revealer. Means of knowledge is the revealer of an object as it is. Okay. Na avidyamanasya kartru. It is not the maker of what is not there. Pramanam is not, it is not avidyamanasya karta. A pramanam is not the producer of what is not. Means, a means of knowledge is a revealer of an object as it is. It is not the producer of an object. Amazing. Okay. Pramanam is not the producer of the object. Is the revealer of the object as it is. Yathabhutasya arthasya jnapakam pramanam. Pramanam avidyamanasya karta na. Avidyamanasya karta na. See, vidyamanam means irukkindra porulai, irukkindra porul. Avidyamanasya karta na means what now? It is not the creator of what is not. Illadadai uruvakkuvadu alla pramanam. Iruppadai iruppadu pol kaattuvadu pramanam. Is it clear now? Yathabhutasya arthasya jnapakam pramanam avidyamanasya karta na. Pramanam avidyamanasya karta na. It is not the creator or producer of what is not. It is not the producer of an object. Nahi vachana shatenapi. Beautiful. Nahi vachana shatenapi nityam arabhyate. Arabdham va avinashi bhavet. Nahi, vachana shatenapi. Even if you say, even if there are hundreds of statements. Okay, vachana shatam. Shatam means 100. Vachana shatenapi. Nootrukkanakana vakyangal irupinum. Okay, even if there are hundreds of statements. Still, nityam na arabhyate. A eternal thing cannot begin. Nityam na arabhyate. An eternal thing cannot begin. An eternal thing is not begun. Eternal moksha is not begun. Anything eternal is not begun. Cannot begin. Cannot be begun. Arabdham va avinashi bhavet. And anything begun, arabdham, participle, anything begun definitely will perish, subject to, will be destructible, will be destructible. Anything begun will be destructible, anything which has a beginning will come to an end, and eternal can never begin. Even if there are hundreds of statements. Okay. This is what is our reasoning says. According to our generally, if we use our reasoning also, anything which is said to be eternal cannot begin. Cannot begin at all. And anything begun definitely will come to an end. It's subject to get destroyed. Arabdam va avinashi bhavet. Nityam na arabhyate. Nityam nahi arabhyate. Vachana shatenapi. Even if there are hundreds of statements. Is it clear? Okay. Yetena vidya karmanoho samhatayoho moksharambakatvam prayuktatyuktam. Yetena means what? Idanal, by this argument. Yetena means by this argument, by the second argument. Vidyakarmanoho samhatayoho moksharambakatvam pratyuktam. So, by this argument, etena pratyuktam. Pratyukta means refuted. Okay, what has been, by this argument, it has been refuted. What is refuted now? Moksharambakatvam. Moksharambakatvam means beginning of moksha as a result of combination of karma and knowledge. Beginning of moksha as a result of combination of karma and knowledge has been refuted by this argument. Is it clear? Yetena vidya karmanoho samhatayoho. Samhata means combined. Okay, combination. Samhatayoho vidya karmanoho moksharambakatvam pratyuktam. So it, by this argument, it has been refuted that the combination, the production of moksha, now the beginning of moksha as a result of combination of karma and jnanam has been refuted by this argument. Is it clear? Okay. Now we are moving on to the argument number 3. Purapaksha number 3. Purapaksha 3. Now he says, okay, you don't want to accept karma backing, karma having the you don't accept karma having support of the jnanam. Okay. Now I want to say this way. What do you say? He said, look at this. Vidya karmani. See, vidya karmani is a dual word. Vidya cha karma cha vidya karmani. Vidya, knowledge and karma. Vidya karmani means knowledge and karma. Knowledge and karma. Moksha pratibandha hetu nivartake iti chet. Ippudu sonna hige kedre yen martira. That is what is meant by chet, okay? Iti moksha pratibandha hetu nivartake iti chet. Now he comes. Vidya karmani vidya cha karmacha vidya karmani irmai. Knowledge and, say knowledge and karma. Knowledge and karma. He says, what knowledge and karma? He, Purapakshi says, knowledge and karma has the capacity, is capable, what? Moksha pratibandha hetu nivartake. Nivartakam means remover. Nivartakam na remover. What is remover? Because nivartake is a dual verb. Vidya karma cha nivartake. Knowledge along with karma, knowledge and karma have the, are the removers. Together are become the removers. Nivartake. So Raj and Karma together have the capacity to remove. Nivartake. Removing what? Removing the cause. Hetu. Hetu Nivartake. Vidya Karmanicha. Hetu Nivartake. Nivartake have the capacity to remove. Remove the cause. Remove the cause. Hetu. Cause of what? Cause of Pratibandha. Cause of the obstacle. Cause of the obstruction. With knowledge and karma together have the capacity to remove the cause of the obstruction. Obstruction to moksha. See, moksha has obstruction. Okay. Moksha pratibandhaka hetu nivartake. Nalla sentence. Mokshasya pratibandhaha asti. Pratibandhasya karanam asti. And pratibandhasya karanam. Okay. Nivartavyam. Nivaranam. Nivarayitavyam. Therefore, he says, if we combine knowledge and moksha, karma, both knowledge and karma together have the capacity to remove the cause of obstruction for moksha. Obstruction to attain, obstruction in attaining moksha. Moksha pratibandha hetu nivartakam, singular. Moksha pratibandha hetu nivartake, dual. Moksha pratibandha hetu nivartakani, plural. Here dual used here. Vidya karmani, vidya and karma together have the capacity to, now he says knowledge combined with karma. Actually what he means is knowledge and karma means here now he gives important for knowledge. Knowledge along with the karma has the capacity. They both together have the capacity to remove the cause of obstruction to moksha. Obstruction in attaining moksha. Iti, if this is your argument, Shankaracharya says, if this is your argument, is it clear now? Okay. Shankaracharya's answer comes. That iti chet means what? Iti chet, Shankara says, if this is your argument, hey Purapakshi, if you say that knowledge and karma together have the capacity to remove the cause of obstruction to the moksha, then my answer is this. What is my answer? Nah. Why do you want to mix, combine karma? Come on. Leave the karma alone. That's why he bites his teeth, okay? Shankara, as though I see him biting his teeth. Uttu thalai en karma pudichin rukki epdi. He says, what he says? Nah. No. Karmanaha palantara darshanat. See, this all for us. You may think it's all useless, but really it's very useful. Palantara darshanat. Karmanaha palantara darshanat. First he says, come on, don't say this wrong. Because karmanaha palantara darshan. Palantaram asti. Karma is always seen, okay, to have different types of results. Karmanaha palantaram darshayati. Palantaram asti. Karma always has different types of results. Different results. Palantaram means what? Different result. Not moksha. Of course, karmanaha palam asti. Kim palam asti? Palantaram asti. Different result is there. For karma, there is a result, no doubt. That is a different result. Karma has different types of results. Okay, this is what is revealed, shown by the Shastra. Karmanaha palantara darsh, palantara darsh, palantaram darshayati Shastram. Darshanat, due to the revelation of the different types of results of karma by the Shastram, I cannot accept what you say. Is it clear? I would love to do more sentences in Sanskrit to make it simpler and easier. But I don't want to make you feel bored. Okay. Karmanaha palanta darshanam. Now, next. Beautifully, I am going to understand here. Utpatti samskara vikaraptayohi phalam karmanaha drishyate. Utpatti samskara vikaraptayohi phalam karmano drishyate. Got it? Utpattihi samskaraha vikaraha aptihi. Together, first if you say utpattihi samskaraha vikaraha aptihi cha. You put together utpatti samskara vikaraptayaha hi phalam karmanaha drishyate. It is seen that there is a result of karma in there is a result of karma falling under the category of four types. Means Shastram talks of four types of results are there. Karma can produce only four types of results. Whatever result is produced by karma, that result is seen to be coming under the category of four types. Any one of the four types. What are they? Utpattihi. Utpattihi means production. Utpattihi is a feminine gender, feminine noun, production. Utpadyate, verb. Utpattihi, noun. Utpattihi, production. A result of action can be what now? Production of something. When you do a karma can produce a result. Is it production? Something is newly produced. Like what? Like you all grind the rice and make a batter, then make a dosa or idli. That is what? Production. Okay? Result of act of grinding and making is a production of, why only dosa idli? Okay, people now do all lots of manufacturing things. They do lot of manufacturing companies are there. They produce. Production is the one of the results. Okay? Of action. Next, samskaraha. Okay, before we go to samskara, I just did last. Vikaraha, change, modification. When you do something, that action brings about a change on the part of something. Action can bring about a result of modification or change. Okay, change. Then aptihi. Aptihi means attainment. Here, in some other context, Shankaracharya gives a different words he uses. Utpattihi, samskritihi, vikritihi, aptihi. Make all of them familiar gender words. Nice. Utpattihi, samskritihi, vikritihi, aptihi. Otherwise, utpadaha, samskaraha, vikaraha, aptihi is aptihi only. Okay. Now, aptihi means reaching, attaining. An action can, the result of action can be in the form of attainment, gaining of something or reaching. The third result. Now, fourth result is samskritihi samskaraha, refinement. So production, modification, attainment, gaining or reaching, then samskaraha, refinement. These are the four types of results a karma can produce. So when you do any karma, and the result of the karma must come under the category of any one of these fold results. The fifth type of result is not there. Okay? And moksha is not producible. Moksha is not something comes under the category of refinement. Moksha is not something subject to change. Moksha is not attained as a result, is not an attainable first of all. Therefore, moksha is not a result of an action which comes under any one of the categories, any of these four categories of results producible by results of the action. That is what he's going to say. Now, samskaraha also, two types of samskaraha I mentioned in my class. Do you remember that? Two types of samskaras. Guna adana samskaraha. Then dosha apanayana samskaraha. Dosha apanayana samskaraha means suppose this example, same example I gave you. When you scrap the wall, suppose you want to paint the walls. What do you do? The walls are dirty, you want to make it look nice. Then first you scrub and remove the dirt. The scrubbing and removing the dirt is what? Dosha apanayana samskaraha. First scrubbing and removing all the dirt, cleaning it is what? Dosha apanayana samskaraha. Refinement in terms of removal of the dirt, removal of the unwanted. And on the top, then you paint. That is called a guna adana samskaraha. After scrubbing, you again paint and make it look nice. It is called a guna adana samskaraha. Like this, the refinement is two types. Anyway, so here, because why Atma is not a product? Because Atma is timeless. Okay, one thing. Then Atma is of the nature of purity. See, I'll give you the reason here. Nityatvat anutpadyaha mokshaha. Moksha cannot be produced due to its eternity. Nature of being eternal. Moksha is shuddhatvat. Moksha is of nature of purity. Therefore, it cannot be refined. Because of its nature of being pure, it cannot be refined. It need not be refined. And moksha is of the nature of changelessness. Nirvikaratvat. Moksha is, okay? Then moksha is also swarupatvat. Moksha happens to be one's own swarupam. It is not something to be reached somewhere. It cannot be attained. So moksha is not produced. Moksha is not refined. Not attainable as a refinement. Moksha is not subject to change. And moksha is not something to be reached. Therefore, these only four types of results karma can produce. Moksha is of this nature. Moksha does not come under the category of any of these four. Therefore, this is what is the karmanaha phalam drishyate. This is what is seen as the result of karma in terms of utpattihi, samskaraha, vikaraha, aptihi, etc. Now, utpattyadi pala viparitascha moksha. What is moksha? Utpatyadi phala viparitaha. Utpatyadi phala viparitaha. Utpatyadi phala viparitaha moksha. Moksha is completely different. Viparitaha means totally different. Mulukka mulukka veranadu viparitaha. Moksha is absolutely different from the results of actions. Moksha is absolutely different from the results of actions in terms of production, refinement, modification, attainment, etc. Is it clear? I try to do it myself so that I can utpatyadi phala vipritaha mokshaha kese binnaha. Why? Because we have to understand mokshaha and parambrahma are one and the same. You have moksha and parambrahma are identical. Therefore, nature of paramatma is nature of moksha. So if you say the consciousness existence is eternal, then naturally moksha is eternal. Consciousness is unchangeable, moksha is unchangeable, changeless. Consciousness is unattainable, moksha is unattainable. Consciousness cannot be refined, moksha cannot be refined. Therefore, moksha cannot be the result of action. Completely different from the results of actions. Utpatyadi phala viparitascha mokshaha. Okay, next. Are you all with me? Okay, next sentence. No purapakshi's objection. Now he says, of four types of results, now moksha purapakshi says, okay, whenever he feels, he is refuted, if he feels sorry, we have to feel sorry for him. Purapakshi says, okay, if I agree with what you say, moksha cannot be created, this correct, moksha cannot be refined, purified, okay. Moksha cannot be modified. Okay. But what? I think moksha can be reached. He has one. Okay. He takes one now. He leaves three results. Moksha is not producible. Moksha is not producible. Moksha is not refinable. Moksha is not changeable. Okay. It's fine. But moksha is reachable, attainable. Is going to say, for which he gives the quotations. Okay. Gati shruterar, Purapakshi comes, gati shruterapyaha iti chet. He says, Purapakshi says, Veda says, there's a gati shrutihi. Please understand, gati shrutihi. Gati shrutihi means statement of Veda, mentioning the gatihi. Gatihi means attainment. There are statements of Veda Shastram revealing the attainment, discussing the attainment. Okay. Gati shrutehe, as there are gati shrutis, as there are statements of Veda discussing the attainment, mokshaha apyaha. Moksha is attainable, reachable. Okay. And he says what? He gives a quotation also. Suryadvarena. First he says, we heard about people saying, after the death, people travel through solar path and they go to Brahmaloka. They attain moksha. We heard it. Tayoho urdvamayan means going above the Sushumna Nadi, and people go travel through solar path. They attain the moksha swargaloka. It eva madi. So Pura Pakshi happily presents some quotations. And they are called Gati Shrutihi, Gati Shrutayaha. Gati Shrutibhyaha Mokshaha Prapyaha Iti Chet. Please listen to me carefully. See, what the statement of Veda is called Shruti, okay? We say Gati Shrutihi means what? Gatihi means attainment. Attainment or reaching. Gati Shrutihi means the statement of Veda discussing the subject matter of attaining Swargaloka. Statement of Veda which reveals or discusses the attainment of Brahmaloka is called Gati Shrutihi. Now one Shruti, there are so many statements. Gati Shrutayaha. Gati Shrutihi singular. Gati Shrutayaha plural. There are many Vedic Shruti statements which discuss the attainment of Brahmaloka or higher lokas by traveling through the solar path, lunar path, etc. Those statements are called Gati Shrutayaha. Now, Pura Pakshi very cool. He mistakes going to Brahmaloka or going to higher loka is taken as the attainment of moksha. He has no clue about moksha now. Okay? For him, only heaven-going ideology is knocked off here. Okay? Whoever thinks going to heaven is the ultimate end, for all of them, answer is given here. No. Purapakshi takes the heaven, because in Karma Kanda, Veda presents many statements of Veda, definitely discuss the jivas traveling through heaven. Jiva travels through to heaven, etc. Discuss Shastram talks about. Therefore, there are Gati statements. That does not mean they talk about the moksha. But he takes, Purapakshi takes those Shruti statements and he says Gati statements are there. Statements which discuss the travel of the Jiva to higher lokas is discussed. Therefore, moksha is reachable, attainable, reachable. So, moksha comes under the category of the karma phalam in terms of reachable. As a reachable. As moksha, as something reachable, attainable, moksha comes under the category of the result of actions. Is it clear? Can you move on to the next line? Shankaracharya's answer. You want a little more about it? I can tell you. See, before entering the next answer, let me make it very clear for you. See, please understand what Shankaracharya wants to say. Listen to me carefully. Before I go to Shankaracharya's answer, I wanted to make a note of these lines. Now, Shankara is going to say to the Purapakshi, that Shankaracharya also definitely accepts that such statements are there in the Shruti. But it is inappropriate to interpret those Gati statements that they are discussing moksha. Gati statements do not discuss moksha. Subject matter of Gati statements is not moksha at all. He misquotes the Veda mantra. So he interprets the Gati Shruti wrongly. Who? Purapakshi. Because he says, because What is a destination? Please understand, what is a destination? Gatihi means destination. Okay? A destination can be reached. So destination is destination can be called a destination only if it fulfills two conditions. Make a note. I'm giving you these things. Swamiji just tells and goes. Destination can be called a destination only if it fulfills two conditions. The first condition is, what is that? You all know very well, kindergarten lesson. The destination must be distant and different from the one who travels, the traveler. A destination must be different and distant from the traveler. Okay, this is a T condition. The destination must be different from the traveler. The destination must be distant from the traveler. These are the two conditions. It must be distant, far away, distant from him. It must be different from him. Only then destination can be called a destination. Whereas here, moksha is neither different from the seeker of moksha, nor is moksha distant from the seeker. Moksha is neither distant nor different from the swarupam of the jiva. Okay, moksha is neither distant nor is it different. Therefore, moksha is not a destination to be attained. Why? Moksha is the swarupam of the jiva, the seeker. Therefore, it is not distant. And moksha being the very swarupam, it is not different also. Okay, this is first answer. Second answer. He says, those Gati Shrutis do not talk about the moksha. They discuss actually attainment of Brahma Lokaha. They do not talk about the moksha. Okay, even to attain Kramamuktihi, one does not, even after going to Brahma Loka also, even for Kramamukti only means, only for reaching Brahma Loka, karma is required. Okay, even after reaching Brahma Loka, even for Kramamukti, what one needs is only Jnanam. And Brahma Loka prapti is accomplishable as a result of combining karma and upasanam, not the jnanam. Okay. Now look at this. He Sankacharya, this is what he says. Okay. See, in Chandogya Upanishad, in the 8th chapter, okay, let me read Sankacharya's commentary here. I explained in next class. Na sarvagatatvat. What is he saying? Sarvagatatvat. Mokshaha being identical with the Paramatma. Moksha is all pervasive. Sarvagatatvat. Due to moksha is all pervasive. Okay, full moksha is all pervasive means what? Reality is all pervasive. Paramatma is all pervasive. Moksha being the very nature of Swarupa of Paramatma, moksha is also all pervasive. Sarvagatatvat. Gantrubihicha ananyatvat. Ganta means the traveler, the seeker. Ananyatvat. Moksha being non-different from the seeker. Moksha being all-pervasive. Moksha is not distant also from the person. Sarva gatatvat gantrubihi cha ananyatvat akashadi karanatvat. See, here moksha is the swarupa of the Paramatma. Paramatma is the very cause of the space, etc. Paramatma being the cause of everything, just as cause pervades the effect, Paramatma pervades everything. Therefore, moksha is all pervasive. Moksha being all pervasive, it is not distant. It is not distant. Moksha being the swarupa of the seeker, it is not distant. Therefore, sarvagatam brahma. Brahman is all pervasive. Why Brahman is all pervasive? Sarvagatam brahma. Because akashadi karanatvat. Due to the reason of being the cause of everything, as the cause, Brahman is all pervasive. Because Brahman is all pervasive, Brahman is sarvagatatvat. Brahman is the cause, therefore it is all pervasive. Because it is all pervasive, moksha is non-different. Nothing is different from moksha, and the Brahma. Then, not only non-different, not distant also. Therefore, Brahma vyatiriktascha sarve vijnanatmanah. Therefore, vijnanatmanah means the knower obtaining in every mind is called vijnanatma. Please make a note. The knower obtaining in every intellect. Okay. Enjoying the intellect obtaining in every individual body. Enjoying the status of being the knower. Is non-different from Brahma. All the knowers. Even the knower is absolutely one. But we say the knower obtaining in all the intellects are said to be vijnanatmanaha. The knower of moksha obtaining in all the intellects is non-different, non-separate, non-distant from the moksha, because moksha is very swarupa. Brahma vyatiriktaha. Brahma avyatiriktaha. Make a note. Brahma vyatirikta means different. Brahma avyatirikta. Avyatirikta. Vyatirikta means different. Avyatirikta means non-different. All the vijnanatmanaha. All the knowers obtaining in all, the knower obtaining in all the intellects, all the jivas are non-different from Brahma. Brahma avyatiriktaha. Is it clear? The ataha na apyaha mokshaha. Therefore, moksha cannot be attained. Moksha is not reachable, not attainable. Okay. Now page number, okay, next sentence. Gantuhu anyat vibhinnam desham prati bhavati gantavyam. Gantavya means what? The destination which has to be reached is always anyat. Gantuhu anyat. It is different from the ganta. Gantuhu is the possessive case of ganta. Rikarantaha pullingaha gantrushabdaha. Rikarant. Are you all following me? See, here he does not talk about the moksha. He does talks about the Brahman. Because Brahman and moksha are one and the same. Okay? Therefore, Brahman cannot be attained. Therefore, moksha cannot be attained. Why? Brahman and moksha are one and the same. Why Brahman cannot be attained? Because Brahman is the cause of everything. Cause of everything, therefore what? It pervades everything. Any cause pervades the effect. So Brahman pervades everything here, including space. And being all pervasive, Brahman is not distant from anything, not different from anything. So he, therefore moksha is not attainable. He said that. Now he says, gantuhu anyat. Anyat means vibhinnam desham prati bhavati gantavyam. Gantavyam means a place which has to be attained, reached. Adayappada vendiya idam. Okay, adayappada vendiya idam gantavyam. Gantavyam desham bhavati. Gantavyaha desha bhavati. Okay. The place which has to be attained, reached, is something which is anyat, gantuhu anyat. It is different from the ganta. It is vibhinnam. It is other than the one who, the traveler. Ganta means traveler. Other than the traveler. Then vibhinnam. Also it is different from the traveler. The destination is that which is different and distant from the traveler. Nahi yena yena eva avyatiriktam yat tat tenaiva yat tat tenaiva gamyate. Nahi yena eva avyatiriktam yat tat tenaiva gamyate. No, that which is neither distant nor different from oneself is not reached, is not reachable. The moksha which is not distant from oneself, not different from oneself, is not reachable, is not attainable. It is something to be discovered. I think I'll stop here and I'll see you in another half an hour.